bringing beer to your ear. It's time for What's on Tap. What's on Tap on KX93.5.
That's what we're calling it. And welcome back to our Pearl Street studios. We are the official radio station of the craft beer scene in Southern California, and it does come with great responsibility. Matt Medina from Straub Distributing Company is back in our studio today. Matthew, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Where's Howard?
Howard is on vacation.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Is it a beercation? He said he was going to Chicago.
It could be. Yeah. Knowing Howard, he's hitting some stuff, and he's driving back from Chicago, so he's... As of this morning, he was in L.A. or in Arizona, heading to L.A.
So. Are some of your vacations just, do they revolve around beer if you're not doing family stuff?
Let's say I always look and see where a brewery's at close by.
Me too.
And I make an effort to stop at anything and everything I can.
That is Matt Medina, and he's our resident beer wizard. Rudy Gardner's in the studio as well from KX93.5.
Hi, Rudy. Hi, guys.
And we're doing the beer segment, and you just had to come in and hang with us, huh?
I really did. I always, every Friday, I'm peeking in the window and watching you guys drink beer, and it looks so fun. So today I thought I'd join.
Well, welcome to our studio. We've been highlighting the Goose Island Beers, an urban brewery out of Chicago. All month long. And Matt, who did you bring with us with
I brought David
today?
Pixler, my mentor.
What's up, man?
How you doing, guys?
Welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
So you are with Straub Distributing
yes,
as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Cool, man. What's your background as far as, you know, beer-related stuff?
I've been in the industry since 99. Been through everything at Straub, from sales to merchandising. I'm the craft brand manager now, so I deal with all of our local craft brands, including Goose Island, which you wouldn't call a local craft brand because it's from Chicago. I'm also an avid home brewer. Been doing it for 4 years.
Cool, man.
I love it.
Yeah, Matt said you were the dude to talk to as far as, you know, brewing, home brewing tips.
Yeah. Dave's the guy. Right? Whenever I have a question, I go to him.
I want to learn.
How much merch do you guys actually get? Because you're wearing a Goose Island t-shirt. You were wearing like a... What are you wearing today?
Today I'm wearing an Anheuser-Busch shirt.
Anheuser-Busch, right? But Straub's been around for years and years.
1948.
Right.
Dude, that's insane. What a success as far as a business here in SoCal. So let's get right to the beer, if you guys don't mind. Again, it's a Goose Island day, and what did you bring today?
Today we brought the Pepe Nero.
And that's another tough one for me to say. Last week was the Père Jacques.
Père Jacques.
Did you get a chance to taste the Père Jacques?
I did. You know, we had a little sample test out in the office, and it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you're turning Rudy onto the Belgian style brews, and she's been digging on it.
I am. I'm becoming a little bit more knowledgeable in my beer, and my palate is changing.
We appreciate that so much. This is What's on Tap exclusively on KX93.5. So, Pepe Nero, am I saying it correctly?
Yeah,
Pepe Nero. What sort of brew is this, you guys?
Here, I'll pour while you guys talk.
Okay. Pepe Nero is a Saison, farmhouse ale Saison beer.
Right, I see that all over the place in the beer pubs and stuff like that. There's IPAs, there's Imperial Reds, there's whatever, and there's Saisons. Yeah. And I had no idea what it is. That's why I'm so happy the Beer Wizards are here with us today.
Yeah,
so dark.
This is actually, it's unique in that most Saisons aren't typically this dark. This one is very dark, dark mahogany, as they like to call it.
Nice. Kind of like my apartment.
Right. It kind of looks like Coca-Cola.
Mahogany. Smells of notes of mahogany.
Now, are you guys watching while I pour this into my Goose Island
Good
glass?
Good job.
You are a professional.
See, I poured it right down the middle, and what am I looking for? More or less a head of maybe a finger or two?
Yep, you're getting a color foam on top.
Yeah.
I'm looking on the computer screen. It looks perfect.
Cool.
Good job, this is a beer
where I'm not really noticing floating yeast. Is this something that I might eventually catch a floating yeast particle in, or no?
It's in there. You just can't see it.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark.
It is pretty dark.
It's so dark.
It looks like one of those porters that I've been drinking as of late. What's the difference between something like that and something like this?
It's more going to be the way it's brewed and fermented.
Yeah.
The flavors that you get out of it. This is going to be more smoky, and this is lighter bodied.
Yeah.
And the mouth feels lighter. So like a porter is going to be a little heavier mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It's going to taste thicker in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna taste this one. What are your thoughts, Rudy?
First, smell it.
Yeah, I did. I just took aromatic. A whiff, and it smells. It smells great.
Yeah,
it smells rich.
Yeah.
I remember from the tasting at Straub to hold up the glass and look into the beer. Is that what you do first, and then you smell it? You can't really see much in this, though.
No, it's pretty dark. She remembered it all.
I took notes. Mental notes.
She had a great trainer, Matt Medina.
Now, we again, a saison for the uninitiated is what again?
Saison, it means...
Saison.
Yeah, saison. It means seasonal in French. Basically, it was brewed in the latter parts of a winter so that it could sustain and last throughout the summertime for farm workers. Back before they had refrigeration, and then they couldn't, you know, keep it. So that it would have to be brewed so that it would be sturdy enough to last through the summertime.
So this is a beer that you could only get during certain parts of the season?
Right.
Right on.
Right. It is fantastic.
It is. There you go. We have a fan. This doesn't seem to be high in the IBU.
No, this one's about 30 IBUs.
Yeah, so not too hoppy, not too bitter, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And is this considered a Belgian style like all the other Goose Islands you brought in this month?
Yes.
Right? Yum.
Gulp.
Do you remember what a Belgian style is?
No.
It's the yeast.
It's the yeast. Yeah. Okay.
So
how much yeast is in the beer? Is that what it is?
No, it's the strain of yeast.
The strain of
different
yeast.
People
okay.
Different, but Belgian, you'll get all Belgian beers taste. I don't want to say the same because they differ, but you'll get a lot of the Belgian yeast flavor.
Yeah.
If we were to put out 5 or 6 beers in front of you that were 4 of them were Belgian and 2 of them were not, you'd be able to kind of decipher. I kind of get where that's at.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Based on the smell right off the bat, sometimes you know
you kind of
call it a skunky type of smell with the Belgian style.
Funky.
Yeah.
Funky.
Yeah.
Not skunky. Funky.
Skunky's a different sort of show, I guess, which we should be doing on a different day of the week.
Definitely.
Here.
That's Saturday. That's Saturday.
Right.
Show.
This is the What's on Tap segment right here on KX93.5. We got Matt Medina. Howard Compton is not here today. You brought David, who's more than qualified to speak on things.
Absolutely. David Pixler,
right?
The man.
And Rudy Gardner here in our Pearl Street studios. What's going on in your refrigerator there these days, man?
I got, you know what? Honestly, Goose Island's probably my favorite brand.
Is it?
I've got at least one of every one of the beers that they have.
Beautiful.
They've got some sours, the Sour Sisters, as we call them.
Yeah.
I've got all 4 of those. I've got Bourbon County. I've got the barley wine. Whatever I can get my hands
cool.
on from
and
Goose
And I guess
Island.
Some of these Goose Island beers you could have in your fridge for up to like 5 years, and it ages quite well, right?
Right. Yeah, they continue to age.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
So again, today we are experiencing the, what is it called?
This one's the Pepe Nero.
Pepe Nero.
Pepe
and
Nero.
Sometimes we hear that, you know, certain ingredients are added to a beer at the end of the brewing process, right? Anything added to this thing?
Can I guess?
Yeah, can you guess?
I, as soon as I took a sip, I wanted to guess. Mm. Coffee beans.
No.
No.
Well, they
really?
Already told me what the additive is, so I'm not going to say anything.
It's actually in the name.
Oh, chocolate? Cocoa. Oh, wait. What is it? Peppercorn.
There you go.
Very, very good. It's black pepper. Yeah, that's what Pepe Nero means in Italian, is black pepper. It's
okay.
Added during the brewing process.
Huh.
You can actually taste
so
it
good.
Pretty
it's
well
so
in the
good.
Brewing.
Yeah. What are some of the crazier ingredients you've heard being added to a beer? One of my friends made a bacon porter.
Sky's the limit.
Wow.
Syrup.
And peanut butter, I've seen.
Ooh, syrup. Right. Sounds
graham
good.
Graham crackers.
Syrup, like maple
mushrooms,
syrup?
Maple
yeah.
syrup, right.
Graham crackers?
Yeah.
No kidding. I've seen a banana bread brew, which is out there right now. Yeah.
People
are
anything,
getting,
yeah.
Yeah, they're getting more and more experimental.
Amazing.
What, and they just put it in with the beer?
Yeah.
Like literally a banana bread loaf in the beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that not insane?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, they age it on a lot of this stuff. After it's done fermenting, then they'll age it on a lot of this stuff, so it absorbs a lot of the flavors and aromas of that.
Okay.
I was just thinking, man, the trial, just like cooking anything, the trial and error that must be involved with putting together a good beer is probably painstaking and crazy. You
Absolutely.
Know?
Mm.
Yeah, to
I'm
get
sure
to the
a
point,
lot of people dump a lot of great beer,
you know,
because it doesn't come out the way they want, or
and then they got to start over.
Yep.
And it's a hell of a process just to
right.
brew, you know, one. Just to get one bottle. Yeah.
But then they also probably stumble upon great beers that they didn't imagine were going to taste the way that they thought.
From trial and error.
Right. All of a sudden, wow, I don't know what happened, but it's really, really good. Let's bottle it. Let's sell it.
This is the What's on Tap segment exclusively on KX93.5. We got a podcast online. You can find our content on iTunes as well. And it couldn't happen without Straub Distributing Company, our friends in Anaheim, for putting this whole thing together. I'm looking at live remotes down the road, you guys. I want to broadcast from all of the brew pubs within walking distance at the very least.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Definitely.
Right?
I've talked to a few people and they're very excited about it.
Awesome,
so,
man.
We're 2014. There's a lot of fun things to come.
So, David.
Yes.
Should I call you David?
You can.
You have a bit of a background in home brewing. You just showed me a picture of what did you show me? Was that in your garage?
Yeah, that's my home brewing system. It's
is that because you have to keep it furthest away from the family in your own man cave
right.
garage?
That's,
area.
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, so your wife probably won't like you very much if you're doing it on the stove for too long. Yeah.
So what are you brewing at home, man?
I actually have a double IPA, an Imperial IPA I brew quite often. It's come out pretty well. I'm still learning. I've been doing it for 4 years, but you just as you try to discover new beers when you're brewing, you know, by trial and error, I'm learning how to brew by trial and error, in a sense.
Sure. I heard most of the time-consuming part of brewing at home is sanitizing things.
Yeah.
Right? Is that part of the process?
It's, for me, on my system, I got 15-gallon pots. It's about an hour and a half just to clean and sanitize everything to make sure it's ready to go before you even start brewing.
Yeah, and where do you get your hops from and things? I heard that you could go to one of these home brew marts or stores. Sometimes they're attached to a tap room or a brewery. Sometimes they sell all the ingredients that you need right there, including like a syrup of sorts if you don't want to mash your own malts. How does that even work? Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's extract. It's called malt extract.
Malt extract.
Right. It's basically just all the sugars pulled out of the grain for you, so you don't have to do the mashing process.
Okay.
And you just mix it in your boil.
And then it might take 2 weeks to get an ale or a lager or whatever you're making?
Yeah, 7 days to 7 to 10 is usually pretty typical, or 14 if you're dry hopping.
Yeah.
So if someone did want to make beer from home, they could essentially do it in their kitchen. If they just were starting and they wanted to just do the simple.
Yeah, that's exactly how I started.
I think everyone starts on the stove and makes a huge mess.
Right.
Okay, cool.
But I think everyone started on their stove.
Right.
Do you need like crazy equipment, or is it, can you just use like a pot from down below and a lid? And
I think you need a strainer of sorts as well. I don't know.
Just to get started, it's not too bad. I literally went to a CVS and bought there's these little kits that you can make 2 gallons of beer in a little plastic container.
Yeah, I've seen those.
The only thing I needed was a pot out of my drawer in the kitchen, and that's it. So,
cool.
And it's relatively cheap as far as buying the ingredients when you first get started.
Yeah.
It's when you start. What I'm doing now is all grain, and each batch is about, I make 5 to 10 gallon batches. They're $50 to $60 for all the ingredients.
Yeah.
When you're doing that, you know, 2-3 times a week.
Totally.
Like I do, it gets to be kind of, it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine so. And it can be delicious.
It's
and
very.
Your friends love. That's what I would do, man. I would totally brew my own beer and bottle it and give it out to friends for the holidays and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than going and buying them a Target gift card. again, we're talking about home brewing right now, but we are experiencing the Pepe Nero. And it is from Goose Island Brewing, and they're an urban brewery out of Chicago, and they are just killing it right now. And it's another beer company that's affiliated with Straub Distributing Company. Matt Medina, I don't even know. Did we even talk about the alcohol content in this Pepe Nero?
This one's 6.4.
Is it?
6.4, so it's...
Yeah. It's got some balls on it.
It's definitely there. It's definitely there. You know, it's you get the, I get like a sugary brown sugar flavor to it. Mm-hmm. It goes really, really good with really
pancakes.
Anything barbecued. Yeah. Pancakes. Anything barbecued.
Sunday morning pancakes.
Yeah. Steak.
Everything
anything
goes
with pepper,
pancakes.
It kind of balances out. And
I can see that for sure.
Of course, breakfast pancakes.
Yeah. Of course, breakfast pancakes any
that goes
time
with
of
everything.
Day.
That goes with everything.
I think so.
Yeah.
But what would be a good breakfast beer? Like a stout? Type of thing, or a coffee stout, would you say?
There you go.
If you're into coffee.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
They make Goose Island makes a Bourbon County coffee stout that is phenomenal.
Yeah, I imagine so.
It's 12% alcohol by volume, though, so it's kind of a kick in the head when, for the morning
right,
time.
It's like a glass of wine.
That's a brunch beer.
When I had the Goose Island Bourbon County stout, it's been, critically acclaimed. It's got like 100 rating on Rate Beer or Beer Advocate, one of those things. By the way, is that something that you guys check on a lot of the times when you're trying a new beer, some of those apps?
Yeah, and even other beers that are out there. I just want to know what's going on. I'm constantly reading up on up-and-coming, because not only just the existing breweries that are out there, everyone's also coming out with just new beers.
Yeah.
And this is what I do for a living. And there's still things every day I'm surprised that this just came out. So it's you really got to be on top of it, because people are coming out with great beers every second, it seems like.
every second. It's a beautiful thing. I love the craft beer culture. Rudy, if you ever had, if you made a homebrew and it was maybe a Belgian style something, what would you call it?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, what would you call your beer?
That's a great name.
Oh, geez. you know what? I'm not really sure. Maybe.
What do you think you would add to the beer as an added ingredient at the end of the brewing process?
Okay. Coffee beans. I really enjoy coffee.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoy the sours, though, so I don't know what I would have to do to make my beer one of those.
Oh, coffee sour. That would be you, huh?
That would be amazing.
What would she have to do to make a sour beer?
It's just about the yeast.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's the yeast strain that they use.
But it wouldn't necessarily be a Belgian if it was a sour, or could it be?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's the yeast strains. In fact, in the sours that Goose makes, they actually use two different yeast strains. One that ferments the beer normally, and then the second is what is used to sour the beer. It gives it those sour flavors.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Brettanomyces, and what was the...
Well, like for instance, they have Matilda Lambicus, so they use a Brettanomyces Lambicus, which is just another variation
Sounds like a Greek philosopher or something.
Yeah.
This is the What's on Tap segment on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. There was a question I was going to ask, and frankly, I totally forgot.
It happens. It happens, right?
Delicious island beer here.
When you have beer this good, it's
easy. I have a question. It's about adding things to the final process to create that flavor. I said coffee beans, but do they ever add like herbs, like sage and rosemary and things like that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Nice. That would be kind of tasty, right?
Totally.
Like a thyme sage beer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Coriander?
There's a lot of hefts out there, I think, that are brewed with certain spices.
Not necessarily added in it. Once again, it comes back to the yeast, and you'll taste clove, you'll taste a lot of the different stuff. But a lot of people think, oh, they added this, that, or the other into it, but it really just comes down to the yeast strain.
That's the question that I had for you guys. I guess the four main ingredients is the water, the malt or the barley, the hops, and the yeast. Now, you could use a ton of malts and barley and water, but it really only takes a small amount of yeast to yield a bunch of beer. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
It depends on the size that you're doing, just to make the process go faster, because you have to think about it in the sense that the yeast is going to basically recreate itself as it's consuming the sugars.
I see.
So you put in a 5-gallon batch, you're only going to put a vial in that's maybe a couple ounces, but in a 50-barrel batch, they're going to dump buckets of yeast in. It's just to make the process go.
Yeah.
Go
and it's just like cooking, just...
Yeah.
It, depending on how big, how many people are you feeding?
Oh, I'm myself.
Right.
We're all about beer, and we love doing this segment. It is relatively new, so all we've done so far is highlighting the Goose Island beers, again, which are affiliated with Straub Distributing Company. You may or may not be here in the future. We'd love to have you back, Matt. We have no idea where you're headed in the brew world. But you're always welcome to our Pearl Street Studios, brother, anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't even know if we could talk about your new ventures.
Big things.
Big things, man. Is there any brewery, David, let me ask you, who we should have our radar up for? Anybody killing it in Southern California that might be a lesser-known brewery?
Golden Road.
Right on. They're out of L.A., right?
Out of Los Angeles, yeah. They're doing some great things. And they're very innovative. They're one of the only breweries that I'm certain of in Orange County that basically does all canning. They don't do any bottling whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's all cans. And they obviously make barrels as well. But
yeah, kegs and cans.
Kegs and cans, and that's it.
Cool.
They're really pushing that because the can protects the beer.
That's what we keep hearing. It's almost a better way of packaging the beer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just getting people's idea of a can not being as cool or being the thing to be drinking out of their heads. Because it's really just about the beer. It doesn't matter what the container is.
There's the beach booze ban along the Southern California beaches here. Have you ever heard of the concept of the burrito? People have been getting around. Beach booze ban.
Sign me up.
Wrapping their can of beer, usually like a tall can, in just aluminum foil, and it looks like you're holding a burrito.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know?
That is so funny.
That's pretty funny.
Maybe that's why all these breweries are now having canning operations on premises.
I'm sure there's something having to do with that. But
shape your can like a burrito so you can drink on the beach.
This is What's on Tap right here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Matt Medina, thank you so much for coming in, my friend.
Thank you for having us
and,
again.
David, you're welcome to come by anytime and talk about beer and what you've been doing at home with your home brewing skills.
Cool.
And Rudy, we'll see you every day because you work here.
I'm always here.
Right?
You'll see me tomorrow.
I'm taking a few days off going to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Somebody hooked up a Drake's tour.
Yeah,
you guys know anything about them?
They're crazy.
Uh-huh.
They make great beer, and you'll have a good time.
That'll be great. Well, I will report back next week when we talk to you for another
homework.
What's on Tap.
That's your homework.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. I had a group of four, and it grew to a group of 10, and now a group of 12. We're all going to mob up to Drake's up in the Bay Area, go on another beer fact-finding mission on Saturday. So let's wrap it up. Anything to touch on to the general public about beer before we go?
Keep drinking good beer.
Keep it up. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I can do that. Thanks, guys.
This has been What's on Tap. Listen on Fridays at 4 p.m. for more brews and beer tips.